This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Plans for public lands in western Colorado would be revisited as part of House Republicans' budget bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The reconciliation text from the House Natural Resources Committee would block two final BLM resource management plans for western Colorado from going into effect. The plans were two decades in the making and would allow BLM to lease 85% of land designated as high potential for future oil and gas development, while low and medium potential areas would largely be closed off. Oil and gas interests object to some of the areas labeled low potential, while environmental groups say reopening the plans would hand public lands over for drilling and mining without public oversight. The committee will debate the bill on Tuesday. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Two Coloradans have new jobs in the Trump administration. Longtime state lawmaker Jerry Sonnenberg will lead the Farm Service Agency in the state. Sonnenberg is a fourth-generation rancher on the Eastern Plains who has served as a county commissioner. Sally Clark, a former Colorado Springs council member, joins the Agriculture Department as State Director for Rural Development. She was most recently working as an advisor to Colorado Springs Mayor. Denver will decide whether to renew a driver's license plate surveillance program that the ACLU calls Orwellian. The city uses solar-powered cameras to scan license plates on local roads. Denverite Kyle Harris reports.
Denver police are asking city council for hundreds of thousands of dollars to continue using surveillance cameras from the company, Flock. It's common statewide. Police say they use the cameras to help curb crime. But critics say Flock's national network needs more regulation. The network could be abused by police and federal immigration enforcement. Denver police audited its own use of the data and say it's not being abused. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
This is CPR News. It's 6:06.